summary of the laws of Purim Mishulash. First the broad picture, and then the details. The mitzvahs of Purim are split over 3 days in Yerushalayim, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. 2 mitzvahs per day. Very fair division. Each day gets 2 zechuyos. Friday, Mikra Megillah, Amatoras of Yoinim. Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah of Purim, with the second Sefer Torah, Vayavay Amolek. HaTorah of Pasha Zohar, for a second time running. And Alanisim in Tefilos and Bechot HaMozayim. Sunday, 2 mitzvahs, Seuda and Mishloach Manos. That's the accepted minhag, that's what most poskim hold, without extra chumras. Really, all the 4 principal mitzvahs should be done on Shabbos, theoretically speaking, because that's Purim, Tesvav. So, Mikra Megillah we don't do because of the Gezerah, or one might come to carry the Megillah on the street. That's the same Gezerah that was made against blowing Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and taking Lulav when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos. So there's no Megillah. So we have the choice either of making the Megillah on Friday or making the Megillah on Sunday. Why is it moved to Friday? Because it says, V'lo yavoy, you can't delay the reading of the Megillah later than the 15th. So it has to be on the 14th. Matanos Avyonim always goes together with Mikra Megillah. Of course, you can't do Matanos Avyonim on Shabbos, you can't handle money. And anyway, it's supposed to go together with the Megillah, because it says, Einem Shel Aniyim, the Suah is the Mikra Megillah. So Matanos Avyonim is on Friday. Pardon? Because everybody's in a good mood when they hear the Megillah. And it says in the Megillah, Mishloach Manos Matanos Avyonim. Ah! So it says Mufurash, where's the Matan of Yenim? I'm Evian, come on, you just said it in the Pasuk. So, cough up. Seuda, theoretically, ought to be able to do on Shabbos, but there are different reasons why we don't do the Seuda on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says that it's got to be a Seuda which is declared by Beis Din, as opposed to a Seuda declared by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or something very similar attitude, it wouldn't be recognizable as being a meal in honor of Purim, it would just look like an elaborate Shabbos meal. So the Seuda gets pushed off. Why don't we have the Seuda on Friday? So 2 reasons given why the Seuda is not on Friday. Either because it would clash with Shabbos preparations, it's a busy day. Even on a regular Friday, the day is busy preparing for Shabbos, and the Chachamim felt they shouldn't overburden us with the Seuda. And don't ask the question that Prozim, who keep your Dalet, have to have the Seuda on Friday. They have no choice, because that's the day that Purim is for them, so we can't push it away. But since in Yerushalayim, we're going to push it off anyway, so it's more convenient to push it off to Sunday. There's no Vilayavar on the Suda, only says Vilayavar on the Megillah. And Mishloach Manos, we don't do on Shabbos, because again, somebody will come to carry in the street. Right, we don't do Megillah, so Kavach Homer, we don't carry Mishloach Manos in the street. In any case, Mishloach Manos usually goes together. Say, not everybody can arrange to eat out. The standard way of Mishloach Manos is taking food, and you can't take food on the street when there's no Eirov. If they made a gezeirah on the Megillah that you might carry it, so come home, you have to make a gezeirah on actual carrying Mishloach Manos. And the other reason why it's pushed off is because it goes together with the Seuda, because one of the main reasons of Mishloach Manos is to make sure that everybody's got food to eat by the Seuda. So it goes together with the Seuda. One doesn't need a nicer than usual kiddush. Just bring the homentation. That's chumras already. Doing first the ikka halacha. I was coming to that. It's connected to Mishnah Monos. A second reason why we don't do the Seuda on Friday is because Mishlach Monos goes together with the Seuda, and then it would mean that all four mitzvahs will be done on Friday by Yerushalaymers, and then there wouldn't be any hecker between Frozim and Mukofim. Every year there has to be a blatant, obvious difference that two separate days are being kept by the different towns. And it's anyway, we've got two mitzvahs on Friday. If we do the other two mitzvahs on Friday as well, we'd end up doing all the mitzvahs exactly the same as the B'nai Prozim, except the Al-Nisim. But Al-Nisim is not a big hacker, and therefore, since the open mitzvahs would be identical for Yudalit and Tesvav, the Chacham didn't want that. The Chacham wanted that Yerushalayim should have separate days than the rest of the world. Therefore, the bottom line is Suda and Shlachmanas on Sunday. So to summarize, without Chumras, we do the two mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lavyonim on Friday, on Shabbos Al Anisim and the special Kriyas HaTorah, and on Sunday the Suda Mishlach Monos. So that's the basic outline, without Hidurim and extra Chumras. Al-Anisim is one day only, unless you keep both days of Purim, which is a possibility, with people travelling this way and that way. We'll leave that to the end about travellers, what happens to their Purim. But under normal circumstances, you stay put where you are, in Yerushalayim, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, so you have Al-Anisim just on Shabbos. And people outside Yerushalayim just have Al-Anisim on Friday, under normal circumstances. Okay. Fancy costumes for the kids, of course, would be on Sunday, because that's the day of the Seuda, and it goes together with the Seuda. People always like to know which day is the most masugal for tefillas. The pashtus is that it's Friday, even though really Purim is Shabbos, and Shabbos should be the day which is masugal for tefillos. The only thing is, you can't ask for everything that you want on Shabbos. Shabbos has limitations on what private bakoshas you can make. So it has to be either Friday or Sunday, and it makes more sense that it's Friday, because that is one of the ikka days of Purim. Purim is Yudalit Heslov. Sunday is not really Purim. It's so strange that we have a Sudas Purim and the day is not Purim. Not Purim, Sunday is not Purim. Purim is either Yudal or Tezvav. It's a sort of tashlumin, sort of makeup, a makeup Seuda. Does it have Kedusha that day? I don't have enough Ruach HaKodesh to know how much Hashvoz and Brachas there are on Sunday, but Tashlis is that since the Chachamim were Kaveh, the mitzvah to be done on that day, so the Chachamim have the Kayak to open up the heavens and Hashvoz do come down. But Tashlis is the Ikadei of Tefillah. It's Friday. If it's in Tanis Esther, besides Tanis Esther, okay, Tanis Esther has its own separate segulas besides Purim. But what everybody says, Kalapesha Yad Noisim Loi, the Hasidish Svarim say that the idea that tefillahs are easily accepted on Purim is based on the Shulchan Aruch that says Kalapesha Yad Noisim Loi. Whoever asks for tzedakah, you have to give them. And when is that Noye, Kalapesha Yad Noisim Loi? On Friday, because that's when you give Matanis Levyonim. So we're Pesha Yad to the Bain Shleilam and Noisim Loi. So the Pashtus is that the Ikadei of Segula of Tefillos is Friday. Besides the Maila of Tanis Esther, which we can talk about in a moment. So let's go through more in detail, day by day, plus Chumras that anybody wants to keep. So Tanis Esther, as usual, Yud Gimel Adar, is this coming Thursday. The day of Tanis Esther doesn't fit in line with the other Tanisim Drabonon, like Shiva Subatamos, Tisha B'Av, Sem Gedalia, Sarva Teves. Those four Tanaitim are sad days. They're days of Avelos, of mourning of the Chumah Beis HaMikdash. Tanit Esther is a different type of Tanit altogether. It's a happy day. It's a joyous day. We commemorate the fact that Rav Shalom tears up Gezeirois with our Kerach of Tefillos and Tshuva. So it's a day of closeness to the Rebbein Shalom. Adarabat, not a day of mourning. It's a day of Simcha. It's a day of joy. So therefore, for example, one is allowed to have a shower on Tanis Esther, even though the minhag is on Tanisim, one doesn't have a hot shower, but on Tanis Esther is permitted. It's a day of Simcha. Most poskim allowed to listen to music on Tanis Esther, which is obviously not allowed on the other four Tanisim, which are days of Avelos.
Why do we
say Anenu? Adarabba, Anenu is very fitting. The Akosh Baruch Hu answers our tefillos. It's a powerful day of tefillah. And as was just mentioned, the Svarim HaKadoshim, the source seems to be Kaba Yashar, one of the early Achrayim, who says that there's a segula to say Peirut Chof Beis, Peirut 22 of Tehillim, on Tanis Esther, followed by private Bakoshois, and ask your Rishon to answer you in the Zuchot of Mordechai v'Esther, and you're guaranteed answers. Peirut Chof Beis is the Peirut Tehillim that Esther Amalka said when she went into Ahasuerus to plead for Klal Yisrael, Keli Keli Lama Zabtoni. So that's a choshev a day, whether you're fasting or not. Of course, if you're fasting, the Keirut HaTevillah is much stronger, but even people who are not able to fast. Women should fast if they have the koach, if they have the strength. It's a Tanis Drabonon, but they have to fast. A person who's not well, ask a shayla whether he's allowed to eat. Avinu Malkeinu is the shachris in the morning, on Thursday morning, as every Tanis, and Aneinu by the Chazaras Hashatz. Mincha of Tanis Esther, we say Aneinu in the private Shemun Esrei, those who are fasting, but no Avinu Malkeinu, since it's Erev Purim, Mincha Erev Chag, Erev Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, so Avinu Malkeinu is only said on Shachris, but not at Mincha time. Machzis HaShekel money, to give a half a shekel in commemoration of the money that was levied in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The minhag is to give it on Tanis Esther, either just before Mincha or just after Mincha. Even Yerushalayimers should do it on Tanis Esther, that is the standard minhag. Even though the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that Machzis HaShekel is given Erev Purim, which gives you the impression that Yerushalayim should give it on Mincha on Yud Daled, but nevertheless, the Minhag is quite strong that it's connected to the Tanis. Giving tzedakah on a Tanis is a big inyan. Any Tanis. You're saving money by not having a meal, so might as well give that amount of money that you would have spent on a nice meal, might as well give it to the Aniyim. We mentioned that the word Tanis, if you scramble the letters, it spells Teis Oni, give to the poor. Ta'anis, taste, oni, give to the poor. The minig of the Matan Shekel is to give three times a coin of the denomination of that country, which is known as a half, which is a half a shekel. So three half coins should be given, and one should say, this is Zeichet and Matan Shekel that was given in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishabura says that it's praiseworthy to give the equivalent of a half a shekel of silver, according to the price of silver, the going rate at that time. So I called up this morning to the Machon of Rav Frati. They have recorded messages of the prices of silver and for Masah Shekel and for Pruta for Trumas and Maisrois and for Chamesh Loin for Pidyon HaBen. The calculation for this year is 49 shekel. 49 shekel, silver has gone up. The pruta is now about 12 agarot. It's gone up quite a bit over the last few months. So the equivalent of a half a shekel of silver is 49 shekel. So it's a hiddur, besides the three half shekels, to give 49 shekel as the master shekel money. It's a hiddur. Pardon? The truth is that this is besides Stam Tzedakah. The Ikka destination of the Matan Shekel money is Shul, because the Shul is the equivalent of the Beit HaMikdash, and the money was given for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash and the purchase of Korbanos. And the main suggestion of the Poskim is that Matan Shekel money should go to upkeep of Shuls, as opposed to Aniyim. Aniyim get the money with the Matanot Avyeinim money.
This 49 shekel, which is a hiddur,
you only have to do it once. If you give
that hiddur is only for one time.
you don't have to give for each member of the family the 49 shekel. It's enough to do it once. You do it for yourself. The other members of the family, 3 times half a shekel is sufficient.
49 times 3 or just
49? 49. Just 49. One half a shekel. Bir Alacha says one value of one half a shekel of silver.
Well, we give 3 half shekels.
We give 3 half shekels to Oyens. This is a zeicha to the... was written in the parasha, Truma Lashem, 3 times. But in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, they gave 1 half a shekel each.
Your 12-year-old son or 15-year-old son, does he have to give himself?
The Shabbat says that parents give for the children till the children reach Bar Mitzvah, and then they do it themselves. If they have no money, they give them money.
Is this just males or females
only? The main meaning is males only. There are some families that the women give as well, or the father gives on behalf of the daughters. The main minhag Ashkenaz is men and boys only.
Have you started to give for the girls already last year?
Well, carry on. Money should be for upkeep of shul. That's the lechatzilah way of doing the mitzvah. Okay, now we have perhaps the most unusual feature of the entire period of time, and that is the Megillah reading on Thursday night. Yerushalmis are not used to going into Megillah reading while they're still fasting. In the regular year, we have Tanis Esther on the 13th, and after the fast is over, you go home and eat supper. And Mikra Megillah is 24 hours later on Leil Tetzvav. But this year, we have to step in line with all the rest of the world and suffer a little bit. And you have to go to shul and listen to the Megillah reading while you're still fasting. L'chatchila, one is not allowed to eat before Mikra Megillah. And the fast has to go on a little bit longer. Women that are not able to go to the first reading of the Megillah because they've got kids to look after and they'll have to go to a later reading will probably, if they're fasting, they'll probably find it somewhat difficult to add another 2 or 3 hours onto the fast just for the sake of waiting till after the Megillah reading. So the post can say if they need to eat or drink something to be able to concentrate on the Megillah reading, they are allowed to minimize it, not to have a whole Suda, and if possible to avoid bread and mazoinois, which are considered more a Suda than a snack. But they can have fruit, vegetables, anything which they want with the Shoshana HaKoyel, as little as possible, just in order to be able to have peace of mind and concentrate on the reading of the Megillah. Another unusual feature is that we do not say Alan Nisim on Thursday night, Friday. Sof Kol Sof is not the day of Purim. Purim is Shabbos. So Alan Nisim is recited on Shabbos, but not on Friday. Maybe today for the Gav of the Shul to remind people before Ma'ariv not to say Alan Nisim in the Tefillah. If a person did forget himself when he said Alan Nisim Hashem Esrei, it's not a hefsek, it doesn't ruin the tefillah, it doesn't have to go back, it doesn't spoil the tefillah. I haven't seen in the poskim what to do if you catch yourself in the middle of Alan Nisim. Should you just stop and carry on the Al Kulam, or should you finish off the piece? Lay there, I haven't found it clear. Not completely out of sync, since the whole world is saying Alan Nisim. If somebody said Alan Nisim on Sunday, would it be worse? L'chaira, yes. But you wouldn't still have to repeat Shema Nesri because of it. That would say definitely you should stop in the middle. Could be on Friday if one began Alan Nisim, it wouldn't be also to finish it off. Lay there. I've not seen it in Poiskim. Friday morning, Megillah reading again. Again, an Issa lechatchila of eating before Megillah reading, both for men and for women. You're allowed to have a drink in the morning before shul, as you would do normally, or have a tea or a coffee. Women as well, if they want to daven shacharis at home and have a drink before they go to hear the Megillah reading, they could do so. Again, to eat in the morning for the women after the daven shacharis, to have some breakfast before reading the Megillah, not really permitted. There isn't much need for it. I understand on Thursday night they've been fasting all day long, so they need to eat or drink something to be able to concentrate. But there's no real reason why they should eat and drink in the morning and have breakfast before hearing the Megillah. If they feel it's impossible and they wouldn't be able to concentrate on the Megillah reading, then the poets can say that can eat something and should ask someone to be a shomer over them to remind them to go and hear the Megillah. Such as the husband, they could have breakfast if they really feel it's important. Don't forget that the Megillah reading in the morning has more hashivas than the night time. The Megillah reading in the morning is Medivrei Kabbalah, Sakonas Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, whereas the Megillah reading in the night time, according to the most Mefarshim, was a later Takona, and therefore it's a pure Drabanon. The truth is, there's quite a bit of pilpul this year whether the morning reading in Yerushalayim is the same koyach or medivrei Kabbalah, or whether there's also a later takana drabanan. There's a lot of pilpul about this. Do we say that Chazal already knew Meirosh when they instituted the laws of Purim that there would be a situation when Purim might fall on Shabbos and they would have to make the Megillah reading on a different day, and it's all incorporated in the original Takana of Chazal? Or do we say no? Originally the Takana was if it falls on Shabbos, you read the Megillah on Shabbos, and there was a later decree that one shouldn't read the Megillah on Shabbos in case somebody comes to carry, and then they pushed it to Friday, in which case it's a pure Drabanan again. There's a lot of pilpul about this. It's very unclear what madrega of the mitzvah is the Megillah reading on the morning of Friday morning. Nafka Menu would be a situation of a topic. Normally, the nighttime reading is a pure drabanan, and if somebody's not sure whether he missed a word, can we make a topic drabanan lekula? Whereas if he's not sure whether he missed a word in the morning reading, under normal circumstances, when it's Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah, then it's like a Sofek Deraisa, and you have to hear the Megillah reading over again. This year, not so clear what would happen if somebody was not sure on Friday morning whether he missed a word. Is it called a Drabanan, like a Mimekel, or is it called Divrei Kabbalah, and you have to hear it over again? What did you want to ask? The Isser of eating on Friday morning is from Oles HaShachar. If you want to get up before Oles HaShachar and eat, and the same is on Tanis Esther. There are some people that like to get up early in the morning before Oles HaShachar to be able to eat. Of course, the fast. Same thing is done if you want to eat on Friday morning. But say that. It reminds me of something as well. People who are not fasting on Thursday must stop eating at Shkia. Not allowed to eat or drink anything after Shkia because of Mikra Megillah. And they have no excuse. They aren't starving. They're eating during the day. Just like we on a regular year, when we read the Megillah on Leil Tesvav, we have to remember on Yudalad, when we're eating, to stop eating at Shkia on Yudalad, because of the pending mitzvah of reading the Megillah. Those who don't fast must remember to stop eating at Shkia on Tanis Esther. The poskim allow a man in the morning of Friday morning to have a tea or a coffee before you go to shul, the Beseda. Shechiyonu is repeated by the Megillah reading on Friday morning, and the Balkoiri announces everyone should have in mind with the Rosh Shechiyonu and all the mitzvahs of Purim, which is very, very strange, because the mitzvahs of Suda and Shlach Manos are not till Sunday, and the Shaila is how can a Shechiyonu hold over for 3 days? But the might of the Boishim say that's what we do. One or two wants to suggest that you can try and get hold of a new fruit to eat on Friday, on Sunday morning. You can get hold of a new fruit and have it on Sunday morning before you have the Suda or before you do Mishlach Monos, and say Shechiyonu and have in mind the Suda and the Mishlach Monos. But it's a Chumrah, it's a Hiddah for those who are looking for Chumrahs.
But that's only for the Choshish, for the Shita, that you make the Shechiyonu. In other words,
True. The Mechava Paskin. Right. But in a regular year, the Sephardim hold you do Shechiyam in the night time, and that has covers the other, but at least it's the same day. Even though they're also the Mitzvah survives until the daytime, you're saying Shechiyam or the night time. Correct, but it's a new mitzvah, so we like to have it included by the Shechiyanu. Just like on the Seder night, we don't say Shechiyanu on the Matzah Namora, we say Shechiyanu on Yom Tov by the Kiddush, but have in mind all of the mitzvahs which follow. So here as well, we say Shechiyanu on the Mikra Megillah, have in mind the mitzvahs that follow.
What's the problem with the kids dressing up on the
Mikra Megillah? The dressing up is connected to the Seuda, the Simcha of the Seuda. Dressing up, not for Megillah. In a regular year,
yeah.
Why did they dress up? Because that is the day of Purim. That's why. Any excuse. That's Purim. Purim. It's Purim. There's only one day for him, so they dress up as much as they can.
And you can't say Shechiyanu on Sunday because it's not.
You cannot say Shechiyanu on Sunday because the Chachamim were in and were talking Shechiyanu on Mikra Megillah, not on the other mitzvahs. Right. In a regular year, there's a machloikas aposkim on the morning of Purim, Tesvav. Are you allowed to eat anything after the Megillah before you send shlachmonos or give matanos levyanim? There's a mitzvah which you have to do, and when there's a mitzvah which is pending, you're not allowed to eat. So, some people say it's Beseda, some people say it's not Beseda. The logic behind those who say it's Beseda, the logic is that whatever you eat on Purim is considered as a mitzvah, even though it's not Mamish or Seuda. Rabbi Yashiv said this logic, that since it's a mitzvah to eat on Purim, so therefore you can eat even before you do the mitzvah of Mishlach Monos and Matanos Lavyanim. But that's only the day when the Seuda is had. But on Friday this year, there's no Seuda. So therefore, you can't claim that whatever you eat is part of the mitzvah of Seudas Purim. And therefore, even Rabbi Eliashiv, who's Mekel in a regular year, is Machmir this year, and says, you're not allowed to eat until you give Matanos Levyanim. Some people give Matanos Levyanim immediately in shul, the Gabbah goes around collecting. But some people like to organize the money in the house, and who are they going to give to, and how much are they going to give. Come home, remember, you're not allowed to sit down and eat breakfast until you give Matanos Levyanim.
As soon as you give it early,
then it's fine. As soon as you give a matanos levyanim to two aniyim, so then you can eat after that. If you give it to the gaba, so then you can go home and eat. We'll say that. It's, you're out of your hands now. You're giving it to the shliach, you've done all that you need to do. Even if the shliach only gives it later, but you've done, you made him a shliach, it's sufficient.
So a lot of people are giving before Purim.
You can give to a shliach even before Purim. He should hold it for you and deliver it on the day as a shliach. It's also permitted to do.
There's no such thing as Bo Beyond this year, but does it mean that Matanos Levyanim
have to be given to someone who lives in Yerushalayim? Most boys can hold that you can give Matanos Levyanim to anybody. B'nei Yodalet can give it to Tesvav, B'nei Tesvav can give it to Yodalet, because they're all chayiv on the same day. We don't do unnecessary malacha. People should not go to work on Friday in honor of the Megillah. Anything which is needed for the Kavod Shabbos, of course, can be done. One should try, if possible, not to have a haircut or a shave on Friday. Cutting fingernails is allowed. It's less of a business, and it's allowed the Kavod Shabbos.
Laundry
should not be done on Friday, except Shabbos clothes. But the wife should not fill up the washing machine and do a whole load of laundry of clothes which are not needed until after Shabbos. It's not right. No, there's no etzem halacha in the night time. No, it's a malacha Thursday night. Even in a regular year, Leil Yodalad, Leil Tezvav, there's no it's a malacha. The minig is to wear Shabbos clothes in honor of the Megillah, and also on Sunday in honor of the Seuda and the Shlach Manos, which means that men should be wearing Shabbos clothes for 3 days consecutive, from Thursday afternoon, in honor of the regular reading, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. If you're wearing the same Shabbos clothes on Friday, coming into Shabbos, check your pockets. Before Shabbos comes in, that you shouldn't have money and other items of mukzah in your pocket at the beginning of Shabbos. There, the price of the Shabbos is very, very applicable.
The Shabbos clothes,
the
Yom Tov clothes, Rosh Chodesh clothes.
Rosh Chodesh clothes. The girls dragged me a cup this morning about that. What level clothes do they have to wear? They didn't like the idea of wearing Shabbos clothes. They think Shabbos clothes is for Shabbos only. No, it was makeup to them. They wear Chol HaMoed type clothes. Okay, most people don't have such distinctions. Okay. Shabbos, no mitzvahs. One more point about Friday, before we do Friday. A hiddur, a chumrah, for those who are interested. To give one shlachmanos to somebody on Friday. To be yotzei, the view of the chazoin ish. Chazon Ish held that the right day for Mishloach Manos is Friday, not necessarily connected to the Seuda, which is on Sunday. He agrees the Seuda is on Sunday. But Chazon Ish holds that Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lavyanim always go hand in hand. They're a partner, they're a pair of mitzvahs which always go together. Chazon Ish holds Mishloach Manos should be done on Friday. So the minig is not like that. The minig is to give them on Sunday, but it's nice for those who wish to be machmir to give one package of Shlachmanos to somebody, a neighbor, a friend. One package will do on Friday to be out to the Chazon Ish. Whenever you like.
What about a minion for the Megillah?
Okay, minion for the Megillah reading. Okay, Machlokes in the poskim whether a minion is Ma'akev this year. Is it called Kriya Bizmanoi or is it called the Kriya Shaloi Bizmanoi? And is it Ma'akev? Machlok is in the Gemara, whether it's called Bizmanoi, whether it's called Shalai Bizmanoi, and it's also Machlok is whether it's Ma'akev or not. Lamaisa, the poet, say one should try Lachatchila. Men and women should hear the Megillah reading with, in the presence of 10 people. 10 women counts as a minion. It's for Inyan of Pesu Me'nitha. It's fine. And if possible, it should be avoided, a private reading with less than 10 people present. According to some poskim, you're not yoked to Megillah reading like that. The minhag is to allow it in times of need. The Mishnah Berurah very strangely rules that if there's a private reading of the Megillah where there's no minyan, the brachos must not be recited. Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for the opinion that you're not yoked say. You read it in case you're yoked say, but it doesn't allow the brachos. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, and Rabbi Yochanan Zonnefeld in his notes on Purim Shalosh Paskim is the same, that the minhag in Yerushalayim is yes to say the brachos, even if it's read to an individual, that is definitely the minhag, but every effort should be made, if possible, encourage the women, the girls, not to have private reading. I know that some women like to have a private reading in the house, it's quiet, and they're going to disturb, but this year, L'chad Chila, everybody should attend a Megillah reading where there's at least 10 people.
Even
10
women?
Even 10 women is fine, Mahadrin. Children count? Children below Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah do not count. No, only over Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah. No. No, no. If it's not Shlach Manos, so it's Tamar present. Say that. Don't have to make Tanayim. But you can't rely on that and not give on Sunday, because the Ikar HaLacha is that it's to be given on Sunday.
So the quality of
One package. Shabbos, there's no special mitzvahs according to the Ikar Minhag. We don't do the Suda, we don't do Mishloach Manos. Those who want to look for Chumras and Hidurim, so there is an opinion, Mishrua brings an opinion that the Suda should be on Shabbos. The Maaseh, we don't have an extra Suda in honor of Purim, even those who want to make Mahadrin. But the main day meal of Shabbos should be more elaborate. Add on something extra, make it something extra fancy, and have in mind that it's being done, extra portion, for in honor of Purim. Shlachmanos is a little bit difficult to do. It should be done discreetly. People should not carry Shlachmanos in the street on Shabbos. It's neg of the minhag, and it shouldn't be done. But if you want to give to a neighbor that lives next door in the same building to give a packet of Shlachmanos, you could. There's a Mahadrin way of fulfilling Shlachmanos by inviting a guest to the Shabbos day meal. if we invite a guest to the Shabbos day meal, you can have in mind that the meal that you're giving them is Shlach Monos, is a Mahadrin way of fulfilling Shlach Monos.
If you're going to be a guest, can you bring something to that
Suda? If you're a guest, can you bring something for the Suda and have in mind that it's Shlach Monos?
And you're giving it to them.
Sure. Say that. Sure. No problem. But most of the Olam is not Choshish for this opinion, and you don't have to do anything special extra on Shabbat.
I'm giving Shabbat on Friday, it's okay.
Giving Shlachmanos on Shabbat should not be done because it will lead to people bringing Shlachmanos in the streets and carrying where there's no Eruv. If you give Shlachmanos on Friday, there's no harm. We give people presents on any day of the year.
Why is it that there's no situation where you can have two shemishim as your Sudas Purim? Normally on the 15th we start the middle day to go into the 16th. So why can't you go to the shemishim and have a late Maariv?
I'll answer your question, Rav David, with a verse from the Meshech Chochma. Okay? The Meshech Chochma has a Chiddush Neira. When it's Purim Meshulish this year, the right time for Sudas Purim is Malava Malka. Wow. Malava Malka is Sudas Purim. You should wash, have a nice Suda, have a glass of wine, and honor Purim. What's his Cheshvan? It's a Moiridika Cheshvan. He says like this. By Klal Yisrael, the day follows the night. Shabbos comes in Friday afternoon, goes out Saturday night, Rosh Chodesh. The Goyim, the other way around. The Goyim have the day first, and the night follows that day. Tuesday begins Tuesday morning, and Tuesday night is still Tuesday. When Haman made the Gezerah to destroy all the Jews, he signed a decree that all the nations should uprise against the Jews and wipe them all out on the 13th of Adar. He had in mind the 13th of Adar and the night following, because by a goy, that's what 24 hours is. From the morning of Yud Gimel Adar, and right through the night, should go out and wipe out the Jews. When the tables were turned, and permission was given for the Jews to make an uprising and kill out the Amalekim, they went out and fought on the 13th of Adar and the night that followed in order to turn over the decree, because the decree was to wipe out the Jews on the 13th and the night that follows. So therefore we turned the tables over and the Jews went out to fight Amalekim on the 13th of Adar and the night that follows. And they celebrated on the following day, on the 14th, and the night that follows. This is the source of the minag in Chutz La'aretz, in towns outside Yerushalayim, to have the Seuda late in the afternoon of the 14th, and run it on into the night time, because that's when the resting time was, in the time of the Purim story, that they celebrated on the 14th and the night that followed. What did they do in Shushan? They fought on the 14th and the night that followed the 14th. And they celebrated on the 15th and the night that followed the 15th. So the Ikkad day of Yerushalayim Purim is the 15th and the night that follows. When it falls on Shabbos, so Purim is Shabbos plus Motzei Shabbos. The Seuda we can't do on Shabbos because it won't be recognizable. But Motzei Shabbos, you don't have to have a lengthy Shabbos Seuda. Wash for a nice Seuda Malava Malka, Lechvoid Purim. And you yet say Seuda Purim according to the Meshech Chochma.
You just
reinforced
my question. You can make the
Seuda
Purim Seuda, and by the time Shabbos
gets
out...
But it's still Seuda Seuda. It's not Purim
Seuda,
it's
Seuda Seuda. Yeah, sure, it is.
It's not recognizable. It's the fancy shalashudas. Hasidim running to the night, every shalashudas. Where is it recognizable that it's a Purim Suda? It's not recognizable. Have a beautiful Malama Malka.
You can do that as well.
Okay, you can do that as well. Fine. No, that's the vote of the Meshech Chochma. The whole thing is the Chiddush, and it's a plia. The whole vote is a plia. Because the Gemara says, whoever eats a Sudas Purim Balayla, lo yatsa. Before Shach Gemara, you know you do it because you may mishdav a simcha. The suda has to be b'yom and not b'layla, so it's a pella. But you could then miyashu the mashachoch by saying we're not doing it on the day anyway. So better the night that follows Shabbos than on Sunday. What's Sunday? Sunday's nothing. Sunday's for sure not Purim. It's the 16th. So, well, anyway, we're out of time. So it's an exception anyway. So why have it on the day of the 16th? Have it on the night that follows the 15th.
When
Yud Dalet used to fall on Shabbos, what did they do?
What did they do?
That's a good question. Sorry, Ian. Okay.
What about this year for Yud Dalet? Is there a Horus Mapa?
That's very, very, very good idea. Don't do that. You put yourself into lots and lots of halachic shailas. The Bnei Yudal is not the ghetto as anyway. Whether Bnei Yudal should have the suda late in the afternoon and run it into Shabbos, Paris Mapa, Makadesh, you have a big balagan of shailas over there. Do you have to make Berufri Agofen on the Kiddush? Do you have to say Amoitzi again? It's a balagan and it's not acceptable, the chatchila. In an emergency, somebody was, a doctor was on call or whatever, and he didn't manage to have a suda. And now the only thing you can do is late on Friday afternoon, okay, so he'll ask a shayla how to do it. So it's not l'chadchila at all. In any case, not negay to us. Let's finish off, and then we need to talk a few minutes about the travelling. Sunday is the day of the Sa'uda, the day of Mishlach Monois. No special davening rules. We don't say Tachanon, we don't say Lam Natsayach, no special Kriyas HaTorah, no Al Anisim.
What about the
Yudalit
people? Do they say
Tachanon? Machloikes min hogim, whether Yudalit people say Tachanon on Sunday. Let them sort it out for themselves. So that's the local rabbi.
Tachanon on their own?
What's that? What did I want to say? Very strangely, the Purim Seuda has Birchas HaMazon without Al Anisim. Very queer. Ever heard of such a thing? A Purim Seuda without Al Anisim. There are some places that say Al Anisim should be said, because it's Seuda's Purim. It's not Purim, but it's Seuda's Purim. The bottom line of Locha is the one does not say Al Anisim. It's not the day of Purim, it's only a Tashlumim. But there's a trick, which some places suggest, that you say in the Harachamons, where there's got the special Harachamons for Shabbos and for Yom Tov, you say over there, Harachamon Yasalon Nisim and Nifloys, Mishosan Avastenu, Tinei Mordechai Vester. Like there's a special Harachamon if on the day of Shabbos you forget to say Al Anisim. What happens if somebody forgets Al Anisim on Shabbos? So you say Harachamon Yasalon Nisim and Nifloys, Tinei Mordechai. So here you can Dabka go out of your way to say Harachamon in the Birchas HaMazon at the end of the Purim Seuda on Sunday. By the way, many Sidurim have this Harachamon at the end of Birchas HaMazon, and it's not at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So the poskim allow that if somebody forgets Al Anisim on Purim, for us it means on Shabbos, you carry on, it doesn't spoil the Shemoneh Esrei, but you can say the Harachamon in Al Kainat Tzor. The Harachamon that you find at the end of Birchas HaMazon, for those who forget Al Anisim, you can say Harachamon Yatalon, it would be my Mordechai. Before the last year, the Rotten and the end of Shemayin Esrei. Right. If somebody on Erev Shabbos, when we don't tell anything, wants to put into the Shemayin Esrei at the end of Rachman and Yatalan and Shemayin Esrei, I don't mind. No objection. Nice idea. Here's a new Chumrah. Put into your tefillahs on Friday, Rachman Yatalan will be my Mordechai. No, say that. Let's say that. No objections. One or two points about travellers. Fantastic. Everyone is invited to Rav David's Shana Shuda, Purim Shuda, with Al Anisim. Just make sure you bring plenty of food with you. There might not be enough for everyone to go around. There's no Issa Malacha on Sunday Al Pi Din. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said that one should try not to do Malachos in the afternoon of Sunday. Mitzad Minhag. the chvoy the seuda. Those who live in Yerushalayim should try their utmost not to go away outside Yerushalayim for Shabbos if they want to travel on Friday. Traveling on Friday outside Yerushalayim for Shabbos is subject to a big machlokes whether you lose the mitzvahs of Shabbos on Sunday. In a regular year, you would for sure lose the mitzvahs by doing this. In a regular year, you are chayav to do the mitzvahs on your dalad if you are outside your shalayim on the morning of your dalad. You are chayav to keep tesvav in a regular year if you are in Yerushalayim on the morning of tesvav. So that in a regular year, if a Yerushalayimer goes away in the daytime of the 14th and sleeps out until the daytime of the 15th, he has no mitzvah to put him whatsoever. And was also to do that. He can't be chayv on the 14th because he was in Yerushalayim on the 14th. And to be chayv on the 14th, you have to be outside Yerushalayim. He can't be chayv Yerushalayim on Tesvav because he was outside Yerushalayim on the morning of Tesvav. That is the machlokes rishonim between Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi holds, like I've just described, and the Mishurah paskens that way, that to be chayev in Purim Yerushalayim, you have to be in Yerushalayim on the morning of the 15th. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says, everything depends on your dalad in the morning of your dalad. If Yerushalayim was in Yerushalayim on the morning of the 14th, he becomes Yerushalayim and he keeps all the mitzvahs. This year, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman, which day fixes your din as a Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yashiv says it's no different than any other year. The halacha is passing like Rashi, and to keep Purim a shulish like Yerushalayim, you must be in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, no, this year is different. Since even in Yerushalayim you start to keep the mitzvahs of Purim on Friday already, Yechayev in Megillah, in Matanos Avinim on Friday, so here everybody agrees to the Rosh that your din is fixed on the morning of the 14th. So according to Shlomo Zalman, if you're in Yerushalayim on the 14th, you're chayv in Purim HaShulash with all of its details. And even if you go away for Shabbos, you don't lose anything. You still say Al HaNisim on Shabbos outside Yerushalayim, and you have to have a Suda and Mishlach Moros on Sunday, wherever you are. But Rabbi Yashar says, no, the Aloch is like Rashi, as in every other year, and your din is fixed on the morning of the 15th. So therefore, if somebody who lives in Yerushalayim goes away for Shabbos, and he goes away on Friday, then he's in a big shaila as to what he should do. Certainly the big shaila is, does he say Al HaNisim in his davening and his benching on Shabbos? And also, is he chayav to do the mitzvahs on Sunday? According to Rabbi Yashiv, he's lost his mitzvahs. Even if he comes back on Motzei Shabbos, he has no Suza, no Mishlach Monos, he's mafkia himself, he's pushed away these mitzvahs. It should not be done l'chatchila. In an emergency, if there's no other way of traveling except by doing this, most postgame agree with Shlomo Zalman. And you do say Al HaNisim on Shabbos, and you do the Suda and Mishlach Monos on Sunday. But it's questionable. If you must go away for Shabbos, go away already on Thursday. You can go away Thursday day, you can go away Thursday night, you can even hear the Megillah in Yerushalayim on Thursday night, and then go away later on the evening, go to Bnei Brak, wherever you're going, and stay out till after Shabbos, and you'll do all the mitzvahs on Friday. Everything, lock, stock and barrel, all the mitzvahs on Friday. Come back on Motzei Shabbos, you have nothing new, you can't gain new mitzvahs by coming back on Motzei Shabbos. But if possible, one should avoid traveling out of Yerushalayim on Friday. Guests who live outside Yerushalayim and come to Yerushalayim for Shabbos, the minig is to be machmir on them that they keep the mitzvahs over a second time. This year it means only just keeping over again Suda and Shlachmonas on Sunday. And Al HaNisim they should say on Shabbos, the minig is to be mechayev them twice. Matzos Levyonim you can give to people who are keeping either your dalad or tesvav. Makes no difference this year.
Every year?
No. You have to give Matzos Levyonim on your day of Purim to somebody who's keeping that same day of Purim. The giver and the receiver have to be keeping the same day of Purim.
How do we care about the receiver? Some chalos with the receiver's getting...
Yeah, he has to be made Sameach on the day of Purim. You have to be Mesameach in one Purim. To give Mishloach Monos to a child below a mitzvah? No. A child can give it to a child, an adult should not give it to a child. Ish l're'eyu. Re'eyu is a re'eyu is chayav b'mitzvahs. An adult should not give to a child. You can give to a child, but don't rely on the other Shloach Monos packet. You can give another Shloach Monos packet to an adult. You want to give extra to kids? Say that. Shall we learn some Nevashachayim?
What time is Shacharis on Friday morning?
When the minion arrives.
No, in Ola Yaakov.
Shacharis in Ola Yaakov on Friday morning is 7:30. I will be reading the Megillah Bezus Hashem on Thursday night in Ola Yaakov. Ma'ariv is at 6:20. There's Mincha Tanis Esther afternoon, 5:15, Ma'ariv 6:20, followed by me from Megillah, by me. There's a women's reading later on in the evening at 8:30. Friday morning Shacharis is 7:30, with Megillah reading by me. And later on, I think we start 10 o'clock for Megillah reading for women. We'll have a few minutes break, and then we can learn some Nefesh HaChaim. Shabbos Rosh, everyone's invited to Shabbos Roshas around the neighborhood. The minig is the Rav, he says the Rosh, some dinim of Purim and some drosh of Purim on Shabbos afternoon. There will be a drosh by me in Ola Yaakov at 4 o'clock Shabbos afternoon. Rav Yerachmiel Goldberg is happy to announce the engagement of his youngest son, and the Oilom is not invited to the engagement.
Right now.
He does not want to take away people's learning time. He'd be delighted that people just call up and wish him Mazel Tov. Okay, 5 minute break and we'll learn a bit of Nefesh HaChaim.
Do we have to be not clear on the Balkhayre if he's not clear with the Muppet case?
No, it's not. No, it's
not.
You're talking about Shabbos, it's all Megillah.
No, about Megillah.
I'm all not clear on the Megillah.
Yeah?
Say that. Because it's understood from the context of the Pasuk. Say that. Are you letting us win the Bayat?
I haven't heard.
So
Where's the
Indian
with
Suda?
Trying to figure out where's the
Suda? Well, one of the ideas of Mishloach Monos is to give them a Mishloach Monos to eat as the Suda's Purim. So it's
giving
the
to me is the Mishloach Monos of the Suda.
Yeah.
Gemara says something about them giving.
Yeah, they would exchange. Yeah, they exchange Sudas.
And that was Mishloach Monos, and because of the Kiddush, they reduced them at Gemara.
We're doing the Nefesh HaChaim for the moment, and then there's a short break, and then we do Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim officially is 10:05. Yeah, this is an old edition. What are you talking about? Well,
maybe he found a spirit.
Right. Let me look into it. See what the new edition says. Yeah. Yeah. Not very good.
Your uncle didn't catch it?
No.
Would you like to have a situation from the Sabbath? Oh. I think it's a great idea. You can put it through it. Having a student put it on the textbook with Alan Nissen.
Very nice.
And it will be noticeable because there really is no easy situation. It's rushed to get to the area. And here we'll have some we'll organise some music and dancing. Great.
Well, you don't have music if you've already said Baruch Hamad. What
right.
Are you doing?
Yes. Okay, so everyone can say Baruch Hamad.
Well, then you can't say Alanism.
No, someone can put on the music. You don't have to put on the music. You don't have to say Baruch Hamad. It's all free, isn't it? Someone else who...
You can't listen to music with Phil Shabbos here. Next week. Oh, we can't do a shir on Sunday night. The question is if I've got another night of nightfall. I don't know yet. I will have to be the Kesha. I don't know if I'm available on
Bye-bye.